Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, George, the testimony or the tape that you gave us the other day really helped. And because you gave him so much helpful information, that tape that we made has created some questions for the board. They want to amplify a little bit on the information you give them. So they called me and asked me to amplify these questions and ask you a few more. So just take your time. I'll ask you a few questions. You just answer them to the best that you can.
But, okay. Good.
Okay. You had mentioned previous to the crash that you had heard some rattling of the aircraft and the cracking on the outside, and the board would like to know if you can identify where that was coming from. Behind you, ahead of you?
It was to the behind the cowling on the number one engine. Above the cowling on the number one engine.
Good.
That's real fine, George.
And I don't, now that I've been thinking about it, just from what things have been said about a crew chief that was retired, I made trips with, Pappy Richards. Retired 20 years. He's a damn good man. I made, Forks, Minot, Ellsworth, McCord, Williams, Edwards twice, North, Norton, several other trips.
Okay,
I don't think that aircraft that day could have been pre-flight checked, as thoroughly as it could have been.
You think it was the number one engine, or you heard the crack from?
Yes.
Okay. One other important question, George. During the whole flight, did you notice anything abnormal in the area where the baggage was stored? You know, where you put your baggage right forward of where you sat?
No.
No, nothing abnormal at
no.
all?
No.
Huh? George, during the flight, did you remember the aircraft yawing at all? You understand what I mean by the yaw in the
tail.
Aircraft? Where the tail would fish back and forth?
Before
anything else happened. Did you notice any yawing?
I noticed the southwest corner cracking the window. The northwest corner cracking, rather. And the southwest corner cracking.
The window.
The window.
And what actually eventually happened to the window? Do you remember what?
It blew.
It just blew. Did it blow out or did it flow in?
It blew out.
The window blew out. There was an Army specialist on crutches on the airplane, George. Do you remember where he was sitting, or do you remember him? Army specialist on crutches?
Yes, he was sitting in the back.
In the back? All the way back in the airplane? Last seat?
Not sure.
Okay, well, and do you remember which side of the aircraft? The right side or the left side?
Right side, I'm sure
on
that.
The right side. And in the back?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, George.
Did you ever find him?
I don't know. See, I'm here from Kelly, and I am not a member of the board. I'm just asking some questions that would help the board. You mentioned that you noted that Colonel Shelton's hat blew off.
Yeah.
Do you know what caused you to notice this, or was the wind blowing from the cockpit, or what?
Yeah.
There was wind blowing
out.
Was wind blowing out from out of the cockpit area, huh?
Uh-huh.
Did you notice anything else about the cockpit?
It's all screwed up. All kinds of turbulence, noise.
And lots of wind blowing from that area, huh?
Right.
Was Colonel Shelton wearing a hat before he got on the airplane?
Yes, he was.
And he
always wears a hat.
He always wears a hat.
Okay. Always wears a hat.
Oh, okay, real fine. Just take your time, George. We're in no rush. You mentioned the last time we talked to you that Colonel Shelton was fighting the controls. When you say he was fighting the controls, what they would like to know is, do you mean the wheel and the stick, or was he working with the throttles or engine switches, or what do you remember it was that he was working with?
Well, I know he was working very hard with the aileron.
Uh-huh. In other words,
very drastic.
He was handling the control column then.
Control column. That's right.
The wheel.
The wheel.
Uh-huh. And did you notice what the co-pilot was doing at all?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
He was probably giving a position report and. Few other things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, before the window was cracking or anything else occurred, did you smell any smoke or fumes or anything at all out of the ordinary? Smelling anything?
No
smoke or anything like that? Is there anything at all you can think of, George? I know you've went through this thing several times in your mind in the last few days. Is there anything you can think of that was out of the ordinary or exceptional on this flight from takeoff till the time of the crash?
Yeah, you be specific about it, but it's too late now. I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't think the aircraft was as flight checked as well as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making accusations. I base my predications on my former previous statements.
George, we want to go back to that. The E-8 was sitting alongside of you on climb out, is that right?
Across from me.
Oh, across from you. And I believe you sent him forward when the window was cracking. You told him to go up and advise the crew chief. And did the crew chief actually get back to the window? Or did he get up as far as talking to the crew chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, sir, he did.
Uh-huh. And but the crew chief did not get back to your seat, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, okay. And then you had mentioned the last time that the E-8 had a panicked look on his face. And did Do you remember or did you notice what the E8 was looking at that time?
Me.
It was looking at you? Well, okay. So you didn't have an idea what caused that panicked look on his face? Did you, any time prior to the crash, did you note any gestures or actions or words of the other passengers or crew members? Especially after things started happening, and like that wind cracking and so forth. Any particular thing that's outstanding in your mind? You can't think of anything in particular. Well, I think, George, we've just about covered everything that they had asked for. And I'll just go ahead and let you rest my body for a while, all right? And I'm sure everyone thanks you for all the trouble that you're taking here, George. I know it's a real effort for you. So thanks again, George.
Thank you, sir.